Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood has not only shown its true intent verbally by saying that abortion is its core service and its core mission, but now by its actions, refusing any federal dollars from the Title X Family Planning Program because they can't use any of the money for abortion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Holly, I got a call from a reporter over this issue. And the reporter began to realize that this is just one more of a series of pro-life policies that have come about under the Trump administration. And it's certainly true. Under previous administrations, and I'm talking about the Bushes, and I'm talking about people before, and Democrats, of course, we have, through Title X family planning programs, given federal dollars to Planned Parenthood and others like Planned Parenthood for so-called family planning programs, and then these organizations, they engage directly, or in other cases, indirectly, in abortion, and we continue to fund it. We continue to fund these organizations. And let me say, you know, well, somebody says, well, maybe it wasn't going directly toward abortion. Well, let me say this. If you've got a budget, say, of $1 million, just hypothetically, and that's what your budget, your operating budget is, and now you're getting $250,000 from the government. That's money that you don't have to raise. It's just coming into your bank account on a regular basis. You can use the other money that you have toward funding what you really want, and that is abortion, and that's what these organizations have done.
Yeah, it indirectly funds abortion, period. It all goes into the coffers.
Any help at all funds abortion, directly or indirectly. And so this new Protect Life rule, that's what it's called, officially withdraws from the Title X Family Planning Program any organization like Planned Parenthood that refuses to fund abortion, refuses to stop funding abortion or stop directly or indirectly being involved in abortion. And they had a choice, Matt. These organizations had a choice. They had a time frame. The rule came about, Protect Life rule, and they had a choice. We're not going to cut you off right now, but you have to make a decision. And there's a time. We're going to set it. And you have to make a decision. Do you want to have this money for family planning programs for low income, maybe pregnancy tests, breast screening, other kinds of things like that? But if you do, if you want that money, you cannot refer or participate in abortion. Mm-hmm. You know what Planned Parenthood did? They said, no, if we can't be involved in abortion, we don't want a penny from the federal government.
Yeah, they worship at the mantle of abortion, and that is their primary purpose. That's Planned Parenthood's primary source of income. There have been a number of studies that have come out to prove that, despite their claims to the contrary. And so rather than stop killing innocent babies, they said, nope, that's more important to us than the federal tax dollars. We're going to go ahead and withdraw and affirmatively withdraw from the program, which is what Planned Parenthood did.
Yeah, despite the euphemisms they use, family planning and health care has nothing to do with abortion. Nothing.
Right. Nothing at all. And so what Planned Parenthood did by this decision is reject as much as $60 million in Title X funds annually. $60 million. They said, we don't want any of the $60 million that they would otherwise get.
Because we don't want to abide by the rules.
Because we don't want to abide by the rules. We still want to kill children.
Right.
And we're not going to take a penny if we have to ultimately say we're not going to directly or indirectly fund abortion. And so
if
some of these Planned Parenthoods.
Yeah. Everything you need to know.
Everything you need to know. And the previous president, by the way, who actually was forced out, the previous president was there, what, less than a year?
Mm-hmm. 8 months.
8 months. So she said when she became president that abortion is the core mission of Planned Parenthood.
And that still wasn't radical enough
That's
for
still
them.
Not radical enough.
They got someone else
the
more
The board
radical.
Forced her out. Why? Because she wanted to talk about some of the other things that Planned Parenthood does. Even though it's minimal, she wanted to emphasize things that would generally be acceptable to a broader group.
Yeah.
Breast screenings, things of that nature, pregnancy test. She didn't want to talk about abortion, even though she said it's their core mission. And they said, no way. You've got to be aggressive. Abortion is our core
abortion
mission.
Is our hill to die on. So they, and no pun intended, and so they terminated her employment after 8 months. And there's irony in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they make big bucks from that. I mean, that's where we're fighting right now in Sandra Merritt. And, you know, they are an evil organization, a powerful organization, but they're making big dollars off killing babies and selling their parts. That's
right.
Just the facts.
That's no question. And that's why, you know, they're going after Sandra Merritt. Sandra Merritt is our client. We're in court in the next few days defending against the 15 felony counts that have prison term as a consequence. Sandra is being prosecuted by the state of California for 15 felonies for videoing in public places conversations with Planned Parenthood officials where they're laughing and joking about selecting baby body parts and selling them to their various providers, and they're making profit, and these other companies are making profit. So she got charged with 15 felony counts. Never before in the history of journalism or California has that happened. And we're in court in the next few days. So pray for us in that case. Also, at the end of the month of September, we start the trial with Planned Parenthood. And it has filed a $16 million civil lawsuit against Sandra, saying that this grandmother, this mother, this woman, Sandra, has to pay $16 million because they've lost $16 million because of these videos. That's what their claim is. And so we're going to be in court for weeks on some of these cases. They want to crush Sandra. They want to make an example of her so that no one else will dare speak up against this abortion juggernaut. You know, recently, the Title X family planning program, just before it became official, before it went into operation, Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit trying to block it. And guess where they filed it? Of course, they filed it out under the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But guess what happened? Matt, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ultimately sided with the Trump administration and against Planned Parenthood's request for an emergency injunction.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise God. And they, yeah. and they've you know, we've called the Ninth Circuit the Ninth Circus because it has been stacked by liberals with progressive judicial activists. And that's another victory for President Trump, is he has helped to reconfigure and continues to reconfigure the Ninth Circuit by appointing constitutionalist judges to the Ninth Circuit.
Yes, and one of those judges that was on that three-judge panel was a Trump appointee. They were all appointed by Republicans. President Trump is really changing the landscape of the federal judiciary by appointing these judges that interpret the law, not make the law, and one of those was on that particular panel. So the Ninth Circuit actually ruled against Planned Parenthood. The rule went into effect, and Planned Parenthood said, no, we don't want any funds because the abortion is their core service. Now, this rule does not reduce Title X funds. It just redirects them to anybody that will actually operate consistent with the rule and therefore not perform or promote abortions.
Yeah.
Right. They have to be in separate buildings, have separate staff and all that.
Yeah, how wonderful would it be to see that $60 million go to crisis pregnancy services?
Wow. Oh, it could go to crisis pregnancy services.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
And then, of course, on the other rule regarding that, any federal contractor we've already talked about doesn't have to violate the religious beliefs. And that's another rule that has come out under the Trump administration. So you could get these federal dollars without having to sacrifice your religious beliefs. And that's another rule that's come out under the Trump administration.
You know, we're really grateful for him for not playing the political game, but to protect life, period, and act upon it like no other president has.
No, yeah, no. Lots of presidents, even Republican presidents, have talked about being in favor of life, but they haven't done a lot of action, and this one has done a lot. So this is a great victory. It really shows Planned Parenthood's real intent, that its core mission, they've already said it, it came out of their mouth, their former president, but now their actions actually back up their words, and that is abortion is what they're all about, killing innocent children. blood is on the hands of Planned Parenthood and that organization. Stand with us as we continue to defend Sandra Merritt. Please pray for her and for our case, our legal team. This is an enormous undertaking cost-wise, and I encourage you to pray for the case. Also, you can help support it by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.